Okay, the weekly shiur from Maseches Sukkah is sponsored by Yitz Weiss. Branch out in a new direction next tax season. And the breakfast is sponsored by Bagel Munch. Lila Nishmas, Shimon Ben Zev, and Fega Bas Chaim. Okay. Okay, good morning, everyone. We are on Daf Mem Hey Amabez, and we are about
nine.
A bunch of lines from the bottom where it says, Amar. Hold on, I had it before. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel were about three lines before they get wide. Amem hey, amem beis. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Lulav Shiva, v'sukkah yom echad. So Rashi already tells us that we're discussing here. Our topic is, how many brachos do we make with respect to this mitzvah? So lulav Shiva. Lulav, we make a bracha each and every day. The sukkah yom echad. And sukkah, we make one bracha for the whole chag. Asher kichonim zesovitz ivanu, leshe basukkah. My time, what would be the reason for this? Lulav dimifaske leilos miyamim kol yom mitzvah be'apei nafshe. We know that the lulav is only taken during the day. And Rashi says, so the lulav is only taken during the day. So each night severs our connection to lulav and reintroduces a new relationship to this mitzvah and a new tzivui for this mitzvah the following day. So each and every day is a brand new day for the experience of lulav. So each and every day is mechayev its own bracha. Sukkah delo mafsiku leilos miyamim kulo shiva kechad yoma aricha damu. Sukkah, we know there's a mitzvah to live in the sukkah shivas yamim teishu basukos. Sukkos teshu shivas yamim. Sorry, right? So we know that there's a mitzvah to live in the sukkah all 7 days. There's a mitzvah to live in the sukkah in the daytime. There's a mitzvah to live in the sukkah in the nighttime. So there is a ritzifus. There is a continuity to this mitzvah. So you make the bracha on leishe basukkah the first time you walk in to the sukkah, the first time you eat in the sukkah, and from that point forward, you may have removed yourself from the sukkah, but the mitzvah of sukkah has been ever present in its potential the entire time. And so therefore, why would you restart your experience with a new bracha? So that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, is sukkah shiva v'lulav yom echad, the opposite. Sukkah, we're going to make a bracha each and every day, leishe basukkah. Sukkah shiva. And lulav will make a bracha only on the first day. My time, or what would be the reason for this inverse approach? So there are characteristics of each that would express this approach. Why? Sukkah d'oraisa. Sukkah is min ha-Torah. So each and every day it should receive its own new bracha min ha-Torah. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. Each and every day is its own mitzvah. We discussed in the past that Sukkot, in contrast to Pesach, Pesach for sure only has one bracha, the whole chag. You only make one bracha on matzah, the whole chag. And even if you hold that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah for the entirety of Pesach, which is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, and presumably the opinion of a number of Rishonim, even if you hold that there is such a mitzvah, everybody agrees you only make the bracha on the first time you do the mitzvah. There might be a mitzvah kiyumis, to eat matzah the rest of Pesach. There is no mitzvah chiyuvis to eat matzah the rest of Pesach. And some even hold there isn't even mitzvah chiyumis. There's only, if you want to eat, you eat matzah. But because there's nothing else to eat. But it's not that there is actual fulfillment of a mitzvah, which is something to keep in mind as matzah becomes, you know, $87 a pound and now costs as much as tefillin to buy for Pesach. So that's a machlokas with regards to matzah. And the reason for that is because the entire Kedusha of Pesach is really one singular Kedusha. Pesach has one carbon the whole time. Mm-hmm. How do we know that, Matis? Ka-e-la, right? Every single carbon is the exact same. That's why the Hallel is only full for the first day or the first 2 days, and the rest of it, nothing to talk about. But the Kedusha Sayom is one Kedusha Sayom. But Sukkis, right? So because we know there's a configuration of karbonos that's different for every day. There is full Hallel every day of Sukkot. Sukkot doesn't celebrate a singular event of Jewish history of Yetzias Mitzrayim with its echoing aftermath of appreciating Ashkachas Hashem, but rather Sukkot celebrates Ashkachas Hashem day by day. Those circumstances change each day, and the way in which the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ashkacha is manifest changes each day. So Sukkot is each day is its own individual Kedushas Hayom. So it may be that there is a Ritzifus in the requirement of Sukkah, but Hashem said, the 7 days, the Sukkot, it's each a separate day. So Sukkah Doraisa Shiva, Lulav Dirabanan. So we know that the mitzvah to take lulav, bisman hazeh, outside the Beis HaMikdash, right, is only zecher lemikdash. It's one thing, b'yom harishon, we do it by yom harishon, but then after the yom harishon, the rest of the chag, it's only midirabanan. Why is it only midirabanan? Because of Yochanan ben Zakkai, it was misakein that we should remember that this is the way they used to do it in the mikdash. They used to take it all the time. So we do it to remember that they did it. So that's a mitzvah derabanan. So the Gemara's point at the Gemara's assumption at this point is that, well, if it's a mitzvah derabanan, then maybe we shouldn't make a bracha. After all, asher kidshanu b'mitzvosa b'tzivanu is on a mitzvah derabanan, on a takana derabanan. Rav Soloveitchik points out that, you know, the Gemara is not saying like wholesale, all derabanans wouldn't get a bracha. You know, there are certain things that are mitzvahs midivrei Kabbalah. They're not mitzvahs d'oraisa, but at some level, they're not the same. They're not a takana derabanan, like we're about to do one, like Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is written in Tanakh, that you should lay Megillas Esther. So it's not written in the Torah, but it's still written b'derech ruach hakodesh. You can still say asher kidshanu mitzvosa v'tzivanu, right? But this mitzvah to take lulav, so that we don't forget all the other things, is that really a mitzvah d'oraisa? That's a mitzvah derabanan. So, Sagile Bechad Yoma. What? Oh, good. The Gemara is going to ask about Hanukkah. Good, good. Ki Asa Rabin. So, when Rabin came, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, a third Shita. Echad Zeb, Yechad Zeb. This probably sounds familiar. Both Sukkot and Lulav, Shiva, we do for all 7 days. Tosis already points out over here that even though we make a bracha on Lulav all 7 days, we make a bracha on Sukkah all 7 days, they are different. Lulav we fulfill simply by ulakachtem lachem, by simply picking up the lulav. Sukkah we've performed by teishvu kein tiduru. So every act of sitting in the sukkah itself is worthy of a bracha. Now there's a big machlokas rishonim. What do we make leishe basukkas for? Do we make leishe basukkas only for eating? Do we make leishe basukkas for any act of living? Do we make leishe basukkas for sleeping? Do we really make leishe basukkas for anything, but we anchor it to eating? Big discussion, but in the Rishonim, but Tosfos already points out that even though we say echad zev, b'shiva, we're not equating the actual halachic parameters. It's not one and done for both lulav and sukkah, but each one is a fulfillment of its expectation min haTorah over the course of that day. So, Amar Rav Yosef, nakut derabba bar bar chana. You should follow Rabba Bar Bar Chana. When it comes, Rashi says, to Sukkah. The Amar says, Rashi, Sukkah Shiva, v'lod Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel, d'Amar Sukkah Yom Echad. So this is a comment just on what we do with Sukkah. So we should say the bracha on Sukkah each and every day. The Kula Amarai Kami Kavasei B'Sukkah. Everyone agreed with him when it came to Sukkah. So then the Gemara says, Meisivei, I have a question. Ha'osa lulav la'atzmo. So the Gemara is going to introduce a number of things here that we don't really do, but are interesting to be aware of. Ha'osa lulav la'atzmo. If someone's making their own lulav, and Rashi says, be'erev yom tov, Omar baruch shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'igiyanu lezman hazeh. You should make the bracha of shechiyanu. Salvechik has a discussion in his shiurim. Is this only according to the man to Omar lulav tzarech eged? That lulav requires, did we do that? That lulav requires a binding in order to be yotze the mitzvah, or maybe even according to the man d'amar, according to the rabbanon, that ein lulav tzarech eged, it could be that just means that it's not me'akev in the sense that, you know, it's not part of the core mitzvah, but it's still a ma'isa mitzvah that pulls the different pieces together. Anyway, you make this shechiyanu as you create the lulav, not lo latzeis bo, and when you take it then to be yotze, Omer Baruch Asher Kitchanu b'mitzvos v'tziv anu al netilas lulav. Then you make the bracha of al netilas lulav. V'af al pi she'beirach alav yom rishon, says the Braisa. Even though you make the bracha on the first day, chozer u'mevarech kol shiva, you then make the bracha of Asher Kitchanu every single day. Ha'osa sukkah la'atzmo, let's say you make a sukkah for yourself. Omer, you say when you make the sukkah, Baruch Shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'kiyanu l'zman hazeh, nichnas le'sheba, you go in to sit in it. Omer Asher Kitchanu mitzosa v'tzivanu le'sheba sukkah. You make the bracha of le'sheba sukkah. V'kevan sheberach yom rishon, but as soon as you've made the bracha of yom rishon, shuv eino mevarech, then you don't have to make any more brachas as long as you made the bracha on Yom Rishon. So, kasha lulav alulav, kasha sukkah sukkah. So, we have an inconsistency here. We're being told that when it comes to lulav, afal pi sheberach alav Yom Rishon, chozer mevarech kol shiva. And we're also told, and we had other mekoros that you mevarech only on Yom Rishon. And then we have on Sukkah, we're told that Yom Rishon Shuvenu Mevarech. And we were told that by Sukkah, we paskin like Rabbi Barachana, that we paskin that Sukkah gets a bracha every day. So the Gemara says, Bishlam alulav alulav lo kasha. Lulav and lulav is not a kasha. Why? Because they're talking about two totally different circumstances. Kan bizman shebeis amigdash kayam. One is talking about where the Beis Amigdash was around. Says Rashi, Mivarchin Allah b'mikdash kol shiva d'midoraisa hi, Rabbi Yochanan, the tali time of midoraisa. One's talking about where the Beis Hamikdash is standing, and so therefore we made a bracha every single day because that was the din min haTorah. Kam bizman sheinu Beis Hamikdash kayam, and this brisa that the makar that says that you don't have to make the bracha every day. That's why I'm at where it's not standing, and if it's not standing, then it's only a din derabanan, as he explained, and therefore you don't have to make it every day. Ela sukkah sukkah kasha. But what about the contradiction when it comes to sukkah? You can't say kan bidel raisa, kan bismei dashkayim, kan bismei dashkayim. After all, we have the same din of sukkah, whether the sukkah is standing or not, whether the Beis is standing or not. So the Gemara says tanoihi, it's a machlokas tanoim. It's a machlokas tanoim, and we find this machlokas tanoim in another context, and we extend it to this context: whether or not we make a bracha just once, whether or not we make a bracha every single day. Ditanya, because we learned in a braisa, tefillin, when it comes to tefillin, kol zman shemanichin mevarech aleihen divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, now remember, they used to wear tefillin all day, right? So Rebbe says, anytime you put those tefillin on, you make a bracha, asher kisham zosot tzvanu, al mitzvah tefillin. The chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, enem mevarech ala shachris belvad. One bracha in the beginning of the day, and that's it. That's the din of the Chachamim.
Meaning if they took it off in the middle of the day to go to the bathroom,
exactly,
when they put it back, they didn't have to say another bracha.
Exactly. So exactly, that's exactly what the Gemara says next. In Marabaye, Hilchasa Kerebi, so Abaye says the halacha is like Rebbe, right? Rebbe said that you make it once and that's it. You make it every time. Make it every time. The Rabba Amar Chelchasa Kerabanan, and Rabba says no, the halacha is like the Rabbanan that you only say it once. So Amar Amari Breidura Bas Shmuel Chazina Leil Rabba. I saw that Rabba Delo Aved Kishmaise, that Rabba did not do like he was quoting. Right, Rabba said the halacha is kid Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan says you only make it once. Ella, what did I see Rabba do? Erez the situation. Makdim Bekoy Va'ayel LeBeis Akisei. Right, he went and he used the restroom. Vinafik umashri yadei, and so he had to take off his tefillin, and he washed his hands. Umanach tefillin umevarech, and he made another bracha. V'chi itzrich zman achrina, we needed the bathroom again. Ayel abeis akisa vinach umashri yadei umanach tefillin umevarech. He made another bracha. Sorry, the first time he made a bracha, then he took his tefillin off to go to the restroom, and he made another bracha. So that sounds not like the Rabbanon. That sounds like Rebbe. Va'anon nami, and then he continues his statement, Rav Mari, that we also, Kirebi Avdina, and we don't like Rebbe, and we do like Rebbe in the space of tefillin, and we do like Rebbe in the space of Rechina and Kol Shiva. We do like Rebbe's paradigm in the space of what do you call it, of Sukkos. And Rashi says, V'afagav, Dikichad Yomohu, right? Even though it's like one day, right? We still, even if you want to say that it's all of Sukkot is like one day, still, each time you go in there, each time you encounter this mitzvah, you make a bracha separately. Amar Mazurcha Chazini Leila Rav Papi Decho Emes Demanach Tefillin Mevarich. I saw Rav Papi, he did this too. Anytime he put on tefillin, he made a bracha. Rabbanim Devei Rav Ashi Kol Emes Demeshamshi Behu Mevarich. Rabbanim Devei Rav Ashi, he was, every time he was Meshamish the tefillin, he like moved it around so that they wouldn't forget that they're wearing tefillin. Wouldn't be Siach Das. He made a bracha. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mitzvah Lulav Kol Shiva. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Yom Rishon Mitzvah Lula Mikan VeElech Mitzvah Zekenim. So we're gonna have three shitas in this. Number one is the Mitzvah Lulav is every day of all 7 days to make a bracha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he says no. Yom Rishon Mitzvah Lulav, that's the Doraisa, and that gets the bracha. Mikan VeElech Mitzvah Zekenim. And Rashi says Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai V'Siato. The only reason we're doing this is because we want to remember what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, and so therefore we don't make a bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, and Rabbi Yitzchak adds another shita, Kol Yoma Mitzvah Sekenim. All the days are a Mitzvah Sekenim. So the Gemara says, all the days are a Mitzvah Sekenim. Come on. What happened to the Lekachtem Lechem Yom Rishon? Vafil Yom Rishon. Vakaimelon Yom Rishon Daraisa. What are you talking about, Rabbi Yitzchak? The first day is Daraisa. What do you mean all the days are a Mitzvah Sekenim? So Ema, so the Gemara says, no, what he meant to say is Bar mi Yom Rishon. He wasn't talking about Yom Rishon. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, I achi, I know the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, then you're the same thing as the other opinion, right? You're basically saying, the first day you make a bracha, the rest of the days you don't make a bracha. So, Ema v'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So, no, in a chanami. That's exactly what he's saying. And the Gemara should have added this word that Rabbi Yitzchak agrees. He's not a third shita. He is coming to edify the second shita. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. V'af Rav Savar Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav. Rav also held that all 7 days the mitzvah of Lulav. To Amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi Amar Rav. What about the fact that it's the Rabbanan, right? How do you get around that? So he brings in Morty's point. Amar Rav, we have precedent for Dinei Derabbanan to be able to for Dinei Derabbanan to receive a Berachas HaMitzvah. What's the precedent? Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. If one lights a Ner of Chanukah, Tzarech Levarich. They have to make a Bracha. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, so first of all, Chanukah is for sure Derabbanan. Chanukah is after Tanakh, right? Sefer HaMakabim is not part of Tanakh, right? So it's, I didn't mean to stare at you, Mitch, right? I don't know why you were just lifted your coffee, so caught my eye. Yeah. So Sefer HaMakabim is not part of Tanakh, extra canonical, right? So therefore, what's the din of lighting Neros Chanukah? It's for sure a din de Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, just in connection, so that already sets a precedent that we have a mitzvah to make a bracha. In working through what this bracha is, the Gemara contrasts somebody who lights Ner Chanukah for themselves. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Haroa Ner Shel Chanukah. Let's say you're walking in the street and you see a Ner Chanukah. So first of all, Rashi already points out famously, very famous Rashi, Kayal Shelo Idlik Bibeso Over Birshus Harabim V'Rosa B'Piska Yisrael Shemitzvah Laniach B'Pesach Tzarech Levarach Ala Rishona. They're talking about somebody who did not light at home. They're walking home and they see Neros Chanukah. They did not yet light. So says the Rabbi Aroa Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarich. You just see the Neros Chanukah, you make a bracha. My Mevarich, what bracha do you make? Am Rav Yudo Yom Rishon on the first day. Hamadlik Mevarich Shalosh. Aroa Mevarich Shtayim. The Madlik makes three brachas: Shechiyanu, Hadlaka, and Shasanisim. And the person who sees it, they don't make Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah because they didn't light. They make Shechiyanu and they make Shasanisim. Mikan va'elech, after that first night, Madlik Mevarach Shtayim, someone who lights makes Hadlok Ner Shel Chanukah, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah and Shasanisim. Veroe, but the person who sees, Mevarach Achas, they make one bracha, they make the bracha of Shasanisim. Umay Mevarach, Bashek Shem, Selsevit Sivanu, what are these brachas? Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, that's the bracha. The Gemara says, now the Gemara wraps up this question. The Hechad Sivino, right? So the Tosis over here, by the way, points out that this is a very unique aspect of Hanukkah. There is no other mitzvah in the whole Torah, Doraisa Derabanan, that you make a bracha watching someone else do the mitzvah, right? You see someone shake a lulav. You see someone eat matzah. You see someone do anything. You never make a bracha watching someone else do a mitzvah. See someone make kiddush. Here, you make a bracha because you saw someone else do the mitzvah. So, many explain, even a bris, you're going to make a bracha, asher kidshan, you make a bracha on a bris, you say divrei bracha, but you don't make a bracha watching. The father is made a shliach, the father appoints the moel as a shliach. It's one of the things they mumble while the kid's screaming his head off, that the father appoints him a shliach, so that he could do the actual Maisa HaMitzvah. And it's a whole discussion about him making these brachos and what's the nature of that first, what's the nature of Lachniso Bebriso Shel Avram Avinu, what exactly kind of bracha is that? That itself is a discussion. But a Birchas HaMitzvah, a Birchas, She'asa Nisim Lavoseinu, so Tosa says this is very, very unique. So he says it's because the Chavivos of Hanukkah. You know, others point out that what do you see from here is that the point of Neros Chanukah is not just to do an act of Parsume Nisa, but to evoke a response within Klal Yisrael to the Parsume Nisa. That the mitzvah here is not completed in its totality just simply because you lit the candles and you did an action that qualifies as Parsume Nisa. It extends to, uniquely so, because me eating matzah is just about me and matzah. Me shaking a lulav is about me and shaking the lulav. Me lighting Neros Chanukah is about the impact that I make on the larger Jewish people in being mefarsem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha in the world. So someone else who sees that, they're not making a bracha because of what I did. They're making a bracha because of what they're doing, because of their experience. And that's one of the unique aspects of Chanukah. But the Gemara's main point, yeah.
The comparison of lulav to Neros Chanukah.
Yeah.
One difference is each day is its own name, the Chanukah. It's like each day has its own unique quality that lulav would not have. So the comparison seems to be
that lulav. You know what I'm saying? You're saying
that each day is its own miracle of a Parsume Nisa, of Shemen for Neros Chanukah.
So it's interesting, right? So first of all, that depends how this miracle happened, right? Whether they put a small amount each day or the full amount the first day, right? Which is a discussion.
And it lasts for the duration.
Yeah, but the real point is that, so you're right that each day of Hanukkah we celebrate as its own piece, but this Takana de Rabbanan is really a Takana that's sort of like, the point of it is to preserve what happened in the Mikdash, right? Mm-hmm. The point of it is to preserve what happened in the Mikdash. And the Mikdash was the Doraisa paradigm. Mm-hmm. So it's Durabban. This isn't Bikaron. There are different types of Durabbanans, right? This is, Hanukkah is like, we're going to legislate, this is how we're Mekayim Hanukkah. That every day we light Neros Hanukkah. That's the nature of the Takana. Here, we're trying to sort of grasp on to this mirror of what happened in the Mikdash. So in the Mikdash, the Din D'Oraisa was every single day. And we're Midrabanan just remembering what happened there. And the question is that enough? But you're right. In other words, the two do parallel. It's also interesting, right? Not so much the mitzvah of Lulav, but Sukkos is brought into the conversation about Hanukkah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right, with the Shita Beis Shammai and the Parei Achag. Yeah, yeah.
You can also say because like on Hanukkah, everything is Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan made the Takanah. We make a bracha every day when we light candles. But when Sukkot is a Doraisa, so it's like the Torah says, on the first day you take it, so therefore we make a bracha on the first day because that's what the Torah is saying. Everything else is, like, it's still a Doraisa. The Doraisa aspect of Sukkah is always going to be there. And therefore, we do it just the first day, in theory. We would say just the bracha on the first day, because that's what the Torah said.
Right.
Hanukkah, everything is Rabbanah. They made the rules, they made the game, they can make the rules on
it. Right. Yeah. You can differentiate that way. And And again, you know, even in the nature of the takana that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai made, it's interesting, right? Rav Soloveitchik talks about different types of takanos that they made for Zecher LeMikdash. Some of the takanos that were made Zecher LeMikdash were Zecher LeMikdash to remember that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, right? So certain things we do is to connect ourselves L'Churban HaBayis. And other things are done to remember what it was like Bivnuya, when it was built. And this is one of them. There isn't like a Tsar Shabo in taking the lulav on the fourth day of Sukkot. It's to recreate the glory of the Beis HaMikdash. And there are other things we do that are like that also. Sfiras HaOmer might be like that also. Right. We're not sad. I mean, we might be sad that other things happen during Sfiras HaOmer. But, you know, there are other... But anyway, the Gemara's main question is, V'heichan Sibon. This is one of those very fundamental Shas Gemaras, right? How this question, which I'm sure has bothered all of us at some point in our life, how in the world do we say the words Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, that you commanded us on a din derabanan? Whether it's a din derabanan that is Chanukah, whether it's a din derabanan that's Yom Tov Sheni, although Yom Tov Sheni might be a little bit different, right? How do we say these words v'tzivanu when He didn't command us to do this? We cooked this up, right? So that's the Gemara's question.
But he installed the power in the Rabbanon to make certain takanas. So yes. That means that we have to follow whatever the Rabbanon say. And if they said we have to make a bracha on a lighting of a candle, it's his command, actually.
Good. So what do you need me for? That's the next line of the Gemara. Milo Tasur. So we have actually, it's very nice. The Gemara gives two answers. Everyone always quotes the first answer because it's more negative, right? Milo Tasur. Hashem said, you are not allowed to forsake what the rabbis say, right? The rabbis say, stop talking in shul. Stop talking in shul. The rabbis say we're going to speak for 28 minutes on Shabbos morning. We're speaking for 28 minutes on Shabbos morning. The lo tasur, you are not allowed to move away from what the Rabbanan said. Big discussion between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether or not this essentially, what's the problem with this? What's the problem with this? We're saying this is the makar. What's the problem? You have basically elevated every din derabanan to the status of a din d'oraisa. And there are differences between derabanans and d'oraisas. Whether or not you have a suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, and you have a suffix derabanan l'kula. Well, if every derabanan is a violation of lo sasur, then how come every suffix derabanan can be treated l'kula at all? It should all be treated l'chumra, because it's really a suffix whether or not you violated the mitzvah of lo tasur, and that's a suffix d'oraisa. This is a big discussion between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether or not the Lo Tosur is Megale, that the Rabbanan have the Koach to create something which has the status of a mitzvah, but they can also, Heimamru veheimamru, embed that status with whatever flexibility they choose. They make the rule. So they could, you know, or whether or not this sort of stands as almost an independent, you know, mitzvah in the Torah that essentially does elevate every derabanan to a doraisa. So this is, but that's the first answer. Rabbi Nachman, so if we have the mitzvah of Lotasur, that's why we make the bracha on Chanukah, and that's how you know that you can make a bracha on Lulav of Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvos of Vitzivon. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, a second answer, She'al Avicha v'yagedcha. There is a pasuk in the Torah, Shal Avicha v'yagecha zekenecha v'yom rulach, that you ask your Avicha and they will tell you. And so therefore there is essentially what the Gemara is saying is there is a Mesorah, so to speak, that runs alongside the Asher Kitshanu Mesorah v'tzivanu, and the Torah itself commands you, Shal Avicha v'yagecha, inquire about this Torah Shebaal Peh, about what this Koach HaChachamim is, and therefore, they are allowed to go ahead and legislate such a thing. Zechariah Mos Olam Binu Shnos Dor Vador. That's what we know of the pasuk in Hazinu. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Masni Lo Behedya Amar Rav Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak would learn this explicitly. all of the days of Sukkot, there is a mitzvah to go ahead and do lulav, and therefore, that's it. Since the Torah says, Sh'al avicha v'yagercha, if your zakenim have told you that this is the expectation, that gives it a status that you could go ahead, what's the asher kichanu mitzvah v'sivanu, that we were sh'al avicha v'yagercha. Tanu rabbanan also sukkali atzmo, so we learned that someone who makes a sukkah for themselves, amar baruch shechianu, nichnas leisheba, when you go in to sit in there, amar baruch asher kichanu, haisa asuya v'yomedes. Well, what happens if you walk up to the sukkah? You know, like they say, permanent sukkahs, right? So the sukkah's been standing since last sukkahs. So im yachol l'chadish ba davar mevarech, im lav k'shichnas leisheba mevarech shtayim. So the Gemara says, if you can be mechadish bo davar, you do something with it. That's a little bit different, right? He asked the rabbi about the zip ties for the 15th year in a row, right? And now you can do something a little different. This year I connected my A-beam to my B-beam, and right? So you're mechadish bo davar. So then you can make your bracha of shecheyanu, mechadish bo davar, right? But if not, so when do you make the Shechianu? You make the Shechianu not on the Binyan HaSukkah, because you didn't really build a Sukkah. You make the Shechianu on the living in a Sukkah, right? This is sort of part of the interesting aspect of the mitzvah of Sukkah, that its construction is not treated exactly the same way as other Hechsher mitzvah, right? Usually we have the mitzvah, and then we have things we do that facilitate the mitzvah. So when it comes to sukkahs, you would think that building the sukkah, that's not a mitzvah. Building the sukkah is basically just how you bring the opportunity to come to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. So there is a layer to the binyan hasukkah that also has some inherent value to it. And we see there's even a bracha that may be offered. Amar Ravashi Chazina Leila Rav Kahana de Kamerlo de Kula Akasa de Kedusha. This is how we paskin, that we do not make this bracha when we build the sukkah. We make the Shechianu, we make the Leshe Basukkah, we do it all on the coast of Kiddush, we do it all on the first night. There is a machlokas Rishonim a little bit when it comes to this whole question of the Shechianu that used to exist, and now we're making it in Kiddush. What exactly did Chazal do here? Did they basically reject this initial bracha and say there's no marchiyuv of making the bracha on the binyan asukkah? Now we only make the bracha on the Kiddush itself. Or did they, and basically revoke this requirement entirely? Or no, they went ahead and they said, really, you're chayiv to make this Shechianu on the binyan asukkah. It's just we don't want you to make the bracha on the building. We want you to make the bracha when you first live in it. We're moving that bracha to here, right? You got it, right? In other words, did they reject the bracha, or is the bracha you make of Shechianu at Kiddush? And what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, let's say you build a sukkah on Cholamayim, right? So you build a sukkah on Cholamayim, you go to a great adventure, you put up a little sukkah, so You already made your Shechianu. This sukkah didn't exist when you made this Shechianu. So if there's really no more mitzvah to make Shechianus on building sukkahs, you're done. But if there is a mitzvah to make a Shechianu on building a sukkah, it's just that it's covered in Shechianu, maybe this sukkah would need a new Shechianu. And this is Taka Amachlokas, but I believe we paskin that we would not make it. We reject this. We do not make a Shechianu. Like anyway, Tana Rabbanan. What?
Like a pop-up sukkah.
Tana Rabbanan. Ayel afan of mitzvahs harbe. The Gemara says, let's say you have a lot of mitzvahs to do in front of you. A lot of mitzvahs. So, Omer baruch asher kichanu mitzvahs v'sivanu ala mitzvos. And then just make one big bracha ala mitzvos. And your yotze, all of them. Whatever it is, you have to put on your tefillin and your tzitzis, and you're in the middle of putting up a mezuzah, and you're building a makkah, and I don't know what you're doing. You have a lot going on that morning, right? So ala mitzvos. Rabbi Huda Omer, no, mevarecha kol achas ve'achas v'pnei atzma. You make a bracha on each one of these mitzvos, separate from each other. I'm Rabbi Zeir, v'tevi Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Hilchasak Rabbi Huda, we follow the din of Rabbi Huda. Rama Rabbi Zeir, v'tevi Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. My time with Rabbi Huda, what's the reason of Rabbi Huda? Dechsev, baruch Hashem yom yom. The pasuk says, "Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamas Lanu Akel Yishua Seinu Selot." It's a pasuk in Tehillim. We bless Hashem in the daytime, we don't bless Hashem at night. Each and every day, you should go ahead and make, you should bless Hashem for the experiences of that day. So too, when it comes to mitzvos, we should go ahead and make a bracha for each and every distinct aspect of that mitzvah. Rashi says, "Kol yom vayom me'ein berchosav shal Shabbos me'ein shal Shabbos shachol me'ein shachol shayontov me'ein shayontov hameura," that we distinguish between all of these different kedushos. V'amar Rabbi Zeir b'Tamar Rachini bar Papa bo re'ei, you should come and see. Shelo k'minas Hakadosh Baruch Hu minas basam adam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu runs his world differently than the way people comport themselves. Midas basam adam, when it comes to the general physical world, kli reikon machzik, malei eino machzik. If you have a kli and it's empty, so it can hold something. If you have a kli that's full, it cannot hold anything. About midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite. Malei machzik. The more full you are, the most saturated you are with Torah and mitzvos, with Yiras Shamayim, the higher level you are, the more you can be machzik. The Rav says this refers to Talmud Torah. The more you comprehend, grasp, review, and solidify your basis of learning, the more you can learn, the more you can absorb, the more you can understand. Reikon, but if you're empty of Yiras Shamayim or of Torah, of Talmud Torah, eino machzik, then you're not going to be able to grasp anything. You're not going to be able to hold on to anything. Shenemar v'haya im shamoa tishma. As the pasuk says, "Im shamoa tishma." Im shamoa tishma. If you've already heard, you can hear. V'im lav lo tishma. But if you haven't heard, you haven't absorbed, you haven't internalized the foundations of Torah, then you will not be able to absorb greater. Dover acher. Im shamoa b'yashan tishma b'chadash. If you appreciate that which you, Rashi says this refers to learning. Machzar al talmudecha sheshamata. If you've done chazara, if you've reviewed what you've learned, then you could hear new things. But if you're like, oh, okay, I heard that share already, I'm done, then shuvlo tishma, you won't be able to absorb anything new.
Even like in the human condition, there's a buildup. You can take that with, like, say, running. Somebody doesn't go from never running to now running half a marathon.
Right.
I mean, there's obviously a point of depletion.
So that's his point. Right. There is no point of depletion.
Right. Right.
In running, you're right. That's the way to build endurance. But at a certain point,
sure,
you plateau. Right. And you, there's a limit to what you can do, unless you're that girl. Right? But the runner that she keeps sprinting, she's from here.
Right.
BD.
She's amazing.
Or something. Yeah. So the what do you call it? So, but with Talmud Torah, it's the opposite. In other words, yeah, I used to joke with, I shouldn't tell you who I used to joke with. I'll tell you who I joked about. I used to be like, we used to see some of these people like learning. And we used to be like, what are you learning? Like, you ever like at a chuppah and you see Rav Schechter sitting there with the Gemara? And right. You're just like, what? You don't know Megillah chuppah? Like, what? Like, what is on this page that you need to learn and look at? But we have no concept. Like, the more, the greater the foundation is, the more that could be appreciated, absorbed, and understood. That's not, you know, and this in general, like, you know, we're in such a rush to accumulate as much data as possible, we don't realize that building foundations helps you absorb and understand much more. So that's what's important. Miyad Tinokos. So this goes back to the Mishnah that we had before. What to do with the lulav and esrog when you're done? What happens? What's other? They get rid of their lulavim and they eat their esrogim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, esrog b'shvi. So this is so interesting. Esrog on the seventh day of Sukkot is usr, which means you can't eat it. La'achila, says Rashi. So in this shita, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so I'm on the seventh day. I'm on Hoshana Rabbah. I finished using my lulav and esrog. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. I go home and I'm like, all right, we're done with this mitzvah. So I want to eat the esrog. So you're not allowed to do so. Bishvi aser. Bishmini mutter. Why can't I eat it? Because it has kedusha from this mitzvah. And it's still Hoshana Rabbah. It's still Sukkot. But on Shmini, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, on the eighth day, I can eat it no problem. Sukkah, when it comes to Sukkah, filu bishmini asura. Sukkah, so let's say on Shmini Atzeres, I need extra wood for my fire, and I see there's a beam sitting on my sukkah. We're done with sukkahs. It's Shmini Atzeres. We're not dealing with Chutz Laretz, right? We're done with sukkahs. It's Shmini Atzeres. It's a new chag. Can I take a beam from the sukkah and use it? It says that you cannot do. You can eat the Esther can be eaten on Shmini, but not on Shmi. But the sukkah cannot be consumed even on Shmini. For Reish Lakish Shama, Reish Lakish says Esther gafilu b'Shmi nami mutter. Reish Lakish says not only is the Esther mutter on Shmini, it's mutter on Shmi. What's the machlokas? My kamiflugi. What's the problem here? Mar savar one holds the mitzvasa achsketzai that it's been set aside in its kedusha for the mitzvah. Once it no longer has utility with respect to the mitzvah is finished with this esrog, so then it's mutter. Umar savar lekuliyoma esketzai. The other says, no. You're right that it's been set aside for usage for the mitzvah, but what gave rise to the mitzvah's relevance to this esrog altogether? It's the kedusha sayom of the day. So it's really been set aside for sukkahs. So you can't use it, you can't eat it on sukkahs. So you can't eat it the whole time. Reish Lakish, so Esrei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish, who said that the esrog afilu bishvi is mutter, asks Rabbi Yochanan, miyad tinokos shomtin esluveyem ve'ochlin esrogeyem, my love, who adin legedolim. So it said already that they can eat the esrogim. So if the kids can eat the esrogim, some of the adults can eat the esrogim. So what are you talking about? Lo tinoko stavka. No. It's only talking about little kids. Little kids. We're done with the mitzvah. Let them eat the esrog, but not the other way around. Igadamri, another version of this conversation is Esrei Riochon LeReish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Miyara tinokos shomtin esluvavein va'ochon esrogein tinokos in gedolim lo hu adin da'afilu gedolim. Who I didn't feel a gedolim, it should be true for gedolim as well. It's just describing what often happens. Kids, you know, they're done, so they feel like they're done, so they end up eating the esrog. But it's not telling you what's permitted. So what's the difference between sukkah and esrog? All right, we debated the seventh day, but everybody agrees by the eighth day you can eat the esrog, but you can't use the sukkah. Right? Why not? So Amar Lei, Sukkah dechazia lebein hashmashos. The Sukkah on bein hashmashos of Hoshana Rabbah, which was chetzi yom, chetzi laila. So the Sukkah stands as a kosher Sukkah. The Yisrami Lei Sudasa by Mesa Begava, Umecha, Ba Begava. So if someone came up to me and Shkia is at 6:47 and at 6:50 said, for whatever reason, we have to eat something. So where does that eating take place? Forget the bracha for a minute. Where does the eating take place? It has to take place in the sukkah, because it might still be Hoshana Rabbah. It might be Shmini Atzeres, but it might be Hoshana Rabbah. So since it might be Hoshana Rabbah, I have to eat it in the sukkah. So the sukkah remains, halachically speaking, a usable, relevant
sukkah.
So since it's katzoy lebein hashmashos, so migud is katzoy lebein hashmashos, it's katzoy lekuliyoma. So those who did Hilchas Muksa remember that when something is set aside for a particular purpose during Bein HaShemashos, that then becomes its set purpose for the remainder of the following day. So since the Sukkah has relevancy during Bein HaShemashos between Hoshana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres, therefore it is now set aside for the remainder of the following day, which is Shmini Atzeres itself. Deshmini. Esrog, the lochazi lebein hashmashos. There's no scenario that as we were mekayim the mitzvah in the morning of Hoshana Rabbah, this esrog has no purpose bein hashmashos. So you want to say that the rest of the halachic day it has the echo of its impact, and therefore it's considered muksa for the rest of the seventh day. You have a machlokas beginning of the seventh day, end of the seventh day, but everybody agrees. By the time we reach bein hashmashos, you're not going to be dealing with the lulav and esrog because it might not even be sukkahs anymore. You can't start taking lulav and esrog. It might not even be sukkahs anymore. So lo is katzai le bein hashmashos. Lo is katzai le kuli yoma deshmini. So therefore, it wasn't set aside at bein hashmashos, and it wasn't set aside for the whole day. So the machlokas is about the shvii, whether or not the lulav is, whether or not the esrog is mutter. But on sukkahs, we distinguish between the sukkah and the lulav because of its function on Epein Hashmashos. The Levi Amar Esrog Afilu Bishmini Aser. Levi holds Esrog is even Aser Bishmini. Vavua Dishmol Amar Esrog Bishvi Aser Bishmini Mutter. Come Avod Dishmol Bishitasi the Levi. Come Rabbi Zera Bishitasi the Avua Dishmol. So each one took a different shita. The Amar Rabbi Zera Esrog Shenipsala and Esrog that passels Aser LaOchla Kol Shiva. It's Aser to eat the entire seven. It's also to eat the entire 7 days. Okay. Amar Rabbi Zeira, says Rabbi Zeira, new din. Lo likni inish, this we've all heard of, I think. A person should not hand lo likni inish hoshana liyinuka biyoma tavakama. On the first day of Sukkot, this is not a chumrah, this is in the Gemara. A person should not give their lulav and esrog to a katan. A person should not give it to a minor. Why? My timer. What's the reason? Tiyanuka miknakani. Because a minor has the capacity to absorb a kinyan. They can acquire something, right? What's one of the words that toddlers use all the time? Mine, right? They know mine. What word do they not know?
Yours.
They don't know that when they're teenagers either, right? So the yinukra mikne kani aknunuli lo makne, but they can't be makne back to you. So you've did them a big favor. You gave them the lulav and esrog, so now they can be mekayim the mitzvah b'derech chinuch, I guess, because they own the lulav and esrog. But now you want to get it back from them. So the ashkach techon nafik belulav she'en shalo, they can't be makne back to you. So now you don't have a lulav that belongs to you, and we need ulakachtem lachem. The rishonim already discuss. Can you give a matana lizman? Can you give a matana amanas lahachzir? Is that considered enough of a kinyan? The whole discussion is it enough of a kinyan back? Is enough of a kinyan to them to make any difference? Is enough of a kinyan back for you to be able to really consider an owner of it? There's a, I believe there's a big tzos on this. So that's the story. A person should not go ahead and give a child something, tell a child they're going to give them something, and then not give it to them, right? Oh, don't worry, I'm going to give you the lulav and esrog. Wink, wink. And then, I don't know, you wait for them to run out and do something else. And you don't end up delivering. So, mitzad chinuch, a person should not promise things to children that they are not going to deliver. Mishum de asi ligmuri shikra, because you are teaching them to lie. Shenemar limdu lishonim davar sheker, because you're basically teaching them sheker. You have to stop here.
Can you tell
me the time?
Can you tell a child?
Yeah.
Watching you bench, okay, and can you ask them if they want to shake it? Is that transferring possession? The child.
If you make it clear that it's not, you know, it's not, they're allowed to touch it, they're allowed to hold it, but you can't transfer ownership to them. And again, we're not talking about like a 3-year-old. We're talking about, you know, a child that you want to try to be mekayim the mitzvah, mitzam chinuch. So they're not really be mekayim anything if they don't have any ownership over this. There's no din of chinuch to fake a mitzvah. It's only if they're mekayim the mitzvah in their, you know, and this is what leads to chinuch sets and these kinds of things. All right, very quickly. We've looked at Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, and Lakish, the Inmar. Hifrish Shiva Esrogin L'Shivas Yamim. So let's say a person assigns a different Esrog to each day of Sukkot. Okay? New Chumra. Amar Rav, Kol Achas V'Achas Yotzeh Behen V'Ochlo La'Altar. So then it's clear that you've only been Mekatzeh each one for the mitzvah. And therefore, they're not all Aser for all 7 days. You use them, and then you can eat them. Rav Asi Amar Kol Achas V'Achas Yotzeh Bo V'Ochol L'Mokar says, no, not for each mitzvah, but for each day. You use it for that day, and then you eat it. My Kabifigi, the Marsav L'Mitzvah Askatzai, Umarsav L'Kuli Yom Askatzai. That one says for the you're being Mekatzed for the mitzvah, and the other says you're being Mekatzed for the day. There is an interesting, I saw once an article in one of these Dayanus journals. If you promise a kid an Afikoman present and you want to renege, the kid's like, you know, they have you, and they're like PlayStation, and you're like dying to finish the Seder. You're like, mom is falling off your mind. You're like, PlayStation, and like it's like not even like not even a shy. Like you're not giving them PlayStation. Whether or not you're allowed to renege on the Afikoman, it's a whole discussion based on the Gemara and Bava Metzia. But they quote this Gemara at the end also that that you know you have a chiyuv not to promise things that you're not going to deliver. You're teaching them. To, that's why there are some that don't like the whole business of stealing the Afikoman to begin with. Like it's not just enough. Okay, everyone.